Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Howard Holly, and welcome to Against All Odds, how successful people overcome adversity. And here with my co-host and producer, Kristen Wetzel. How are you doing, Kristen?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. Kristen, our last show, which was our first show, was really great with Cindy Dalecki, president and owner of Marketing To Go. How are we trending on Facebook and other media? Any comments, feedback?
We had a few comments on Facebook. Elton told us that we had a great show. And then Carrie, she told us what an inspiration Cindy was and how her upbeat attitude is contagious, and that she's looking forward to learning from more people like Cindy as the show continues. We also had a comment from Ashley, who told us that it's great to hear from a successful female entrepreneur. So I think we should have more girls on the show.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can do that. But it looks like we're off to a good start, considering that's our first show. We'll continue to build on that. Now, if anyone missed the show last week, Kristen, how would they be able to listen to it?
They can go to the WNZF website, and they can find streaming audio of past episodes, including the one with Cindy.
Okay, super. So if you missed it, go to WNZF.com, and you'll get a chance to hear what I thought was a very good interview with Cindy Dalecki. So let me introduce our guest today, a gentleman that I've known since probably around 2004, 2005. It's really a pleasure to have him on here. And I chose him to be on the show because I found his life and his success to be extremely interesting. I lived in New York for 12 years, and he's a New Yorker, so we've got that in common. I've spent a lot of time in Puerto Rico. We have that in common. And so I'm really, really proud and pleased to have him on the show. His name is Santos Rodriguez, and he is the president and owner of Palm Coast Transportation. Welcome, Santos.
Thank you, Howard. Glad to be here.
Thank you, sir. And listen, I want to start off by having you tell us a bit, as I already indicated, about your journeys, how you moved from New York City, and I know you met your wife in Puerto Rico, and then to Palm Coast. Now, how do you make a journey like that, Santos?
Well, Howard, my life has been a long journey, and how I got to Palm Coast is in the hospitality industry. I started in the hotel business in 86, and the travels throughout that journey has been Hilton Head, Resort of Scar Creek, Lake Tahoe, Ocean Reef Club in Key Largo, Greenleaf Golf and Tennis Resort in Haines City, and finally the Hammock Beach Ginn Resort here in Palm Coast, where I worked as the guest service manager for 5 years.
Quite a journey. I mean, it sounds like from the West Coast to East Coast, up and down the East Coast and all over. But I know you really began and you were born, I believe, in the Bronx.
I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York, and I'm 61 years old.
Don't tell us all that.
Oh, yes. And I was married in 1977 to Carmen, and we've raised two children, David and Jonathan, who are now not children anymore. David is 36, works with me, and I'm proud to have him with me. And Jonathan works over at the Reunion Resort, following the tracks that his father has led him on, which is the hospitality business.
How did you get out of the Bronx?
It was a long ride to Chicago, where I went to boot camp. I joined the military during the Vietnam War. I joined the Navy in 1969, because I was so close to being drafted, so I wanted to do it on my own, not getting pushed into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I served on the Ticonderoga in California and spent 2 years in the military. And when I came back to New York, my parents decided that they wanted to move back to their homeland, Puerto Rico. So they gave me the option. I could stay or leave. I said, Mom, let me think about this. Okay, when do we go?
So that's how you got to Puerto Rico.
That's how I got to Puerto Rico.
Actually, in Santos, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, yeah. Great.
And Puerto Rico.
So you were an adult then when you went down.
Yeah, I joined the military at 17. I came out at 19, a full veteran. And when I went to Puerto Rico, I was just, you know, right after the military. So I didn't have much of a idea what I wanted to do. I went to college under the GI Bill for a couple of years. And then as I came out, you know, I just looked for a path in life.
Okay. It seems like you've done a good job of finding that path, Santos. You know, I want to ask you this question, though. Do you consider yourself to be a successful person? And if so, how do you measure it?
The measuring of success is the happiness in your heart. And at this point in my life, at 61, I'm very pleased with everything I've achieved. I'm pleased with my marriage. I'm pleased with the kids that I've raised. And it's been a long journey. It's not been an easy one. I mean, there's been obstacles. I did start my business during the roughest economical time in the history of the U.S., other than the Depression, which was in 2007, during the recession.
So that's the year you started?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit. But you're saying you measure success by happiness.
Yes.
Any other measures? And I agree with you on that. That's
well,
a fine,
you know,
definition. You are successful because you're happy. You've got a good marriage. You like your relationship with your boys. You like what you do in your business and what you've achieved over the last five, six years.
Yeah, no, and I say the happiness, but, you know, there's also the economical factor there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't achieve a lot of things, including happiness, without having the funds to achieve those goals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having a successful business, which allows me to enjoy some of the better things in life and not have to worry about where my next payment is going to come from for the house or the food on the table, makes it a lot easier.
No question. No question. So Santos, I tell you what, I want to take a break, and I want to pick up where you were beginning to go, starting a business during the middle of a recession, and what did you have to overcome in order to get to the success that you're realizing today in a rather difficult time? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeffrey Keene. I'm excited to tell you that the Joint Commission has recently designated Florida Hospital Flagler as an orthopedic center of excellence for total knee and total hip replacement surgery. This recognition is a result of the hard work and dedication of my fellow surgeons, technicians, nurses, and rehab experts, as we all continue to serve our Flagler County community with the very best health care possible. Thank you for your continued trust in us. Learn more at FloridaHospitalFlagler.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're here with Santos Rodriguez, the president and owner of Palm Coast Transportation. He's been talking about how he got from New York to Puerto Rico to Palm Coast, which has been certainly an interesting journey. But Santos, you intimated about the challenges of trying to start a business during a recession, and you started your business in 2007, and most economists say that's when the recession actually began. So you didn't have a lot of foresight, did you?
No, but, you know, I had determination.
You did. Okay.
And I knew that it wasn't going to be an uphill battle, and I just needed to get it done. But I also saw the need for a reliable, transportation company that can handle the traffic that comes in and out of the Hammock Beach Resort. Having worked there for 5 years, I noticed some very unacceptable transportation come and go. And I saw a niche, and I thought that I would get the economical backing right away, being a minority and being with the experience that I have. But such was not the case.
What did you find instead?
I found a lot of rejection, and every time I went to a bank, and I'm not going to name banks because I'm hoping the doors will stay open. So I don't want to burn no bridges, but everybody that I thought was going to be a positive outcome was a negative, and I just got a lot of running around. And
so how did you handle that? How did you overcome that?
Well, again, determination, Howard. You know, I just was not going to give up. I had no choice. I could not give up. Mm-hmm. At 61, there's not a lot of open doors that you can go through, especially when there's young guys out there looking for work, and the work is not there. The jobs are not available. So, and the fact that I owned a home here in Palm Coast, the real estate market went, you know, totally failed, and I could not sell it. And, you know, the hospitality business was also in a down spiral. So I had to make it work.
Mm-hmm. So what drove you to start the business? I mean, I've got that you started it during a tough time, and that was evident as you began it. But what caused you to start it in the first place?
The need to be able to stay in Palm Coast, and the fact that I knew that it would be something that, if it's done right, would be successful.
And now it has been.
Very much so.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Now, I know that you run your business out of your home.
That is correct.
And, you know, we often talk at the chamber and at other places about the number of home-based businesses here in Palm Coast. So how has that worked for you? What are the challenges? What have you learned from that?
You know, it's mixed emotions on that, Howard. Working out of your home, it doesn't give you much free time because you're always at the office. And I've been lucky enough to have the support of my wife, Carmen, that has never done this type of work before, but has met the challenge and has been my right-hand man or woman. And, you know, between her and my son, we've been able to put it together. And now we're looking to move to some offices. I'm working on that plan. I'm just still looking for financial backing.
So anybody who might be listening.
Without a doubt, you know. And, you know, it's just a matter of being able to get all of the equipment I need to do the job that's in front of me. Because right now I'm having to pull from Orlando, having to pull from Jacksonville, to be able to meet the demand.
So you're still being faced with the capital problems that you faced when you first started your business, even though you have now been in business 7 years.
Oh, yeah, because it never ends. You know, my cars have to be turned over. I have to add new equipment. I just added a limo bus, a 21-passenger actual limo bus, not just a passenger bus, which has been very successful in the 3 months I've had it. And, you know, every vehicle that I've acquired has been through a pretty strong challenge economically. And I've had to finance everything under my personal name with my personal credit, which, you know, I have to keep good. Otherwise, I can't continue the getting the new vehicles in when I need them.
So it sounds like your business is growing at such a rate that it exceeds your current capacity, and you're a bit hamstrung, you know, and handcuffed, perhaps I should say, in being able to solve that in a way that allows you to grow your business.
I make lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah.
It's basically the way I work. I, you know, people think that the ones that come in, that I've got 25 cars and I've got 100 employees because of the amount of business that I bring in and get out from the resort. But in reality, you know, I still am meeting the challenge of having to get new equipment and additional equipment.
Well, we know that growth for businesses, young and old, is significantly impacted by access to capital and to resources. And small businesses, of course, face it more than others. And we also know that minority-owned businesses face it even more than that. So I can appreciate the challenge that you faced in trying to get your business to the point that it can capture the market opportunity that's out there. I would think right now the market's turning. You would agree, yes?
Yeah, you know, and Howard, let me tell you, when I started, I thought that would be one of my least problems in doing the business.
You thought that getting capital?
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. I mean, being a minority owner, being a successful
veteran.
Veteran. Yep. Mm-hmm. My wife being minority and a woman. You know, you think, and having good credit, because that's the key issue here. It's not like I was going in there without good credit. Had I not had the good credit, I wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought all of those positive would have brought some kind of a solution immediately. And I guess what? I was wrong.
Yeah, but I think the reason for that, Santos, and it's just my hypothesis, is that it was in the middle of a recession. The banks are who had been most impacted. And so you're going in to try to get a loan when they were giving loans to nobody. Hopefully things will begin to turn as the market turns up. You did a good job of holding on, so that's an important part. But I now want to shift. You know, we've talked about the adversities, and clearly capital has been one for you. You've done a good job starting in your business, being home-based, and now you've kind of outstretch that and need to begin to move out, and then the overall support that you get. So those are the things that you talk about in terms of the adversities that you faced. And I like your making lemonade out of lemons, you know, and how you look to turn that around. But let's assume that there was an audience in front of you, and we had just wrapped up a panel or something. And the question to you would be, what key messages do you want to send to our listeners, your audience, about success? You are in the limousine business. Do you see yourself as just being in the business of moving people from one place to another?
You know, it's all on what you make of what you have in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know me very well. I take my job serious. I just don't feel I'm a driver. I'm a friend,
mm-hmm.
consultant. You know, and you just have to be honest with yourself and deal with the people in on an honest basis. And that brings the success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not honest with yourself and the people that you're serving, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. So you would say that being honest to yourself and others is a very critical element to success. And also not seeing your business as being just specific to what you do, but how it ties and brings value to your clients, right?
Yes. It's all in meeting the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's times when I've had a customer of mine call me, Santos, I've broken down. I drop what I'm doing. I pick up my battery charger and I go and help them. And the next day, since we didn't get the car running, I take their kids to school.
Wow.
And all of this at a no charge. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me a little bit more valuable mm-hmm. than the limo driver down the road.
Yeah. And I think you learned that, Santos, which is another important part, by what you've done over your career to get to that point. You've been a customer services manager, so you truly understand that the difference is in customer service, and you're bringing that to your business.
I do it from the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
not,
a good way to say
it. It's not a show. It's something that I live by.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me very well, Howard. You know that that's not something I'm just saying. It's the truth.
No, I know it is, Santos. Listen, it's been great talking to you. You know, I could have continued doing that because we've talked before, and I'm sure we'll be talking more again in the future. But I'm very pleased to have you on the show, Santos. I'm very proud of what you've achieved and the obstacles you've overcome to get there. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you. And anytime you want me back, just let me know.
All right. I may take you up on that. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to another commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is Howard Holley with Against All Odds.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. This is Howard Holly, and we are back to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity, with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Kristen, we're now at the segment of the show where we talk about driveway moments. What were the things that we heard from Santos that are worth talking about and learning from, and how does it tie to our previous guests?
I think the biggest thing I heard from Santos was that honesty brings success. Being honest with yourself, being honest with your customers, being honest with your clients, that leads to success, and building those relationships with those people and feeling accountable for what you're doing for them will lead you to be successful.
Yeah, I would agree. And the funny thing about relationships and honesty and building trust, we all know that, but we go into so many businesses where that doesn't happen, where the customer service that they're giving to their customers doesn't reflect the type of thing that Santos talked about.
Absolutely. It's rare you walk into a place and you really feel, like Santos said, that you're getting service from the heart, mm-hmm. that they really care about you as a person and care about how what they're doing affects your life.
Mm-hmm. The question is, how did he get there? It sounds like he got there to some degree by his upbringing and his experiences, but also the professional experience. In other words, he was cultivated to do that by being a customer service manager and in the hospitality industry.
Absolutely. You can tell, I mean, he's going out of his way to jumpstart people's cars and take their kids to school when their car doesn't get fixed. I mean, that's not something that everyone would do. It takes a special person to make the decision to do that and to put what someone else needs in front of their own monetary successes.
You know, when we have another guest on from the financial community, I'd like to explore the challenges that he's facing around getting access to capital. You know, I know this is about success, but I'm hopeful that I can pose that question perhaps to one of our financial guests. Because I think it is something that's very, very important. And I'll probably have a discussion with Joe Roy and Helga Van Eckert Joe at the Business Assistance Center and Helga at the Economic Opportunity Department about what can we do to help our small businesses gain access. But good conversation, good dialogue. I think we heard a lot. We learned a lot. So let's talk a little bit about how our audience can participate in the dialogue, Kristen.
Okay, they can visit us on our website, www.howardhollypresents.com, howardhollypresents.com, Howard Holly Presents. On there, we'll have links to our social media, links to streaming audio, and the ability to join our mailing list so you're kept up to date with what's coming up on our shows. On www.wnzf.com, you'll be able to find past episodes of our show for streaming. And if you have any questions for Santos that you'd like answered, or questions for Howard or myself, you can send me an email at Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, at howardhollypresents.com. And Holly is H-O-L-L-E-Y. Also, like us on Facebook. We're Howard Holly Presents on Facebook. And you can follow us on Twitter, Holly Presents.
Super. Sounds like a lot of ways to stay in touch. We hope that everyone will ask questions, give us your feedback, give us your comments. Our goal is to make this the type of show that you want to spend time with every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock here at WNZF. Our guest next week will be Faith Coleman, the co-founder of the Flagler Free Clinic. I'll tell you a bit about her. I was at the interfaith celebration on Martin Luther King holiday at First Baptist Church, and they had a faith offering, and they collected the offering on behalf of the Flagler Free Clinic. And I thought, what an honor it had to have been selected in that audience to be the recipient of an offering. And so I decided to go meet with her, Kristen, to find out what she was doing there. And I'm sure a lot of people here in Flagler might already know about it, but I didn't. And when I talked to her, I just could not pass up the opportunity to have her on the show. So she's going to be joining us next week. You do not want to miss it. What's going on here, what she's done, and how they're bringing value, and how, what she's done to overcome adversity in her life from a health perspective is going to be very, very interesting. So again, next week here at WNZF, 10 o'clock Saturday, my name is Howard Holly, and your name is?
Kristen Whiteside.
And we're going to see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.